thing here, you said that Mr. Fitt made the statement that jockeys should not be paying their own insurance and we are going to use your husband as a guinea pig.
Yes, sir.
Is that a statement he actually made?
Yes, sir.
He said that to you?
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Now, what did... You must have been shocked at that statement.
I became very angry.
Now, you know, it's one thing, we can talk about the macro issues here of whose responsibility is it for insurance coverage for jockeys. But when you have jockeys that are paying the annual fee, paying the per mount fee, and then not receive any notification that they do not have insurance, and then suffer a permanently disabling injury where they're paralyzed and have no insurance, and then on top of that, to be told that we're using you as a guinea pig. I mean, I have great difficulty believing that anyone who professes to have compassion or interest in the jockey and their welfare would make a statement like that. And I did notice that one of the mission statements of the Jockey's Guild indicates that their, one of their primary concerns is welfare for the jockey. Now, do either one of you feel like that the welfare of the jockey was at the most important priority of the Jockey's Guild?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It almost appears to me that it was the least important thing. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.